the animals that are being rescued and are available to you and your family if you're looking for a pet. Check out the Pet Adoption Center. I know there's a lot of furry friends have found homes on that day. On that day. Mm-hmm. So, but right now, we want you to get involved and get your team together. Because the deadline, what's the deadline for the teams?
Well, we're actually still accepting teams, and we'll be accepting teams as there is availability of blocks left. Usually we build about 24 blocks, so there still is plenty of time to get your team in by the 24th Saturday when we're down at the Centralia Center.
Okay. Listen, I haven't missed it for a few years now, and I've even done some judging, and you got some great judges this year, so I won't. I'm just going to come up and enjoy, and if you need me,
yes,
Carl, here's a microphone, make an announcement or something like that. Just grab me.
We will call on you, that's for sure.
But I plan to go out there and nothing else. I enjoy watching the teams.
Yes.
And enjoying all the different soups you great restaurateurs and chefs put together for the event. And listening to some great music. It's a great winter event for your entire family.
And I think it's important, too, there's a limited amount of activity that takes place in our area in the winter, and the kids, it's a hard time. They not necessarily can be outdoors or what have you. So break that cabin fever.
That's it. Come out. That's it. Come out, hang out, have a good time at the 10th annual Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular here in Wisconsin Rapids, benefiting the Southwood County Humane Society. It's happening Saturday, January 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Centralia Center. We'll see you there and you meet your friends and we're all going to have a ball.
That's right.
Okay. Well, Bridget, I know you're very busy, so I'm going to let you get back to work and I'll see you at the Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular. Hey, I got through it without tying my tongue
in
knots.
You did. Congratulations, you got a cat.
Oh, goody. <Yeah. laughs> I wonder what Lucy will think about that.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a great weekend. And with that, we're going to wrap up part one of this edition of The Morning Magazine. The Morning Magazine, as always, is brought to you on AM 1320 and WFHR.com by Comfort Air. And the Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular is brought to you by AM 1320 WFHR and Y105.5 FM WLJY. Support also provided in loving memory of Kathleen and Goodness, and also brought to you by Pritzel's Trading Post, Furniture Plus, Wittrust Bank, Great Expectations, Quality Plus Printing, the City of Wisconsin Rapids, Bow Wow Meow Boutiques, Dog Star Resort, and DB Leasing Excavating Division. The 10th Annual Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular, Saturday, January 24th.
Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing has been your Bryant dealer serving central Wisconsin since 1999, specializing in installation, maintenance, and repair of all types of heating, cooling, and ventilation equipment for both residential and commercial. Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing has certified technicians that work on all makes and models. We are fully insured and a Better Business Bureau A-plus accredited business. Stop in at our showroom today, 880 Highway 73 South, or check us out online, comfortair.biz. Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, whatever it takes.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
Cloudy skies for this afternoon with our winds out of the east 5 to 10. Temperatures will be steady in the middle 20s. Tonight, skies will be cloudy, southeast winds 5 to 15. Overnight lows falling back into the upper teens. And then on Saturday, we could see some flurries develop. Cloudy skies and our highs in the mid 30s. Saturday night, some flurries, cloudy skies, and lows will be in the middle 20s. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Under cloudy skies at 17 in Wausau, 20 in Marshfield, 17 in Stevens Point, and 21 here at AM 1320 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
Thanks again, Jerry, and welcome back, everybody, to today's show on AM 1320 and WFHR.com. It's time for another edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management, today with John Moffitt. You can find your local investment professionals by calling 715-422-0700. With that, we welcome John, and the topic today are options for your 401k when your employer changes. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Carl. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I guess Pete was at the game last night.
That's my understanding.
Yeah, he probably gave him the pep talk. You know.
Yeah.
Now, guys, when investing on margins, you need to...
Yeah, there you go.
But, yeah, well, he saw the Badgers beat up on Nebraska, which is always fun. The few students that were there, and they're not all back, but some of the students that were still there, they had, you know, the Cornhuskers, they had red T-shirts, and it showed an ear of corn, and it said the worst vegetable in the world. I saw that on TV, and I chuckled. But this is the time of the year when people get their tax papers together, and maybe they've gone through changes with their job in the past year, or maybe they're looking at changes this year. So let's talk about that. This is something that's happened in our industry a lot, including AM 1320. What happens when your business is sold, and all of a sudden you got a new owner and a new boss, as it were?
Yeah, and obviously we've had a number of those announcements recently.
Yep.
And that's why we thought it would be a halfway decent topic to talk about today because of what's happening with the paper companies in town.
And that's right. I mean, two new paper companies in, and people are going, okay, what does this mean? So what should have first things first? You find out you got a new owner, and... what do you do? I mean, some will allow you to roll over whatever you have, but let's talk about some of the basics, what people need to know.
The first thing I'd say is the most important thing is every situation is different.
Right.
So it is very important to get the proper paperwork from the new employer that explains the rights, responsibilities, and what has to be accomplished in order to convert or to begin to participate in the new company's retirement plans. So that's the first thing, because we don't know. Every situation is a little bit different.
Right. Some companies might say, you're at year one, which means you're not vested, or they will allow you to roll over and become vested in their plan, and some don't even have a 401k. In some industries, you might not even have a 401k.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's take the case of, obviously, the biggest announcement locally, and that was NewPage.
Right.
And there is a situation where we actually have two different situations, because now people that work for NewPage could either be with Verso or the other company.
Right. I can't think of it.
Excuse me right this second. But, so there's two different situations there. But in normal circumstances, if a company is sold, the existing 401k plan, you have the opportunity to either roll into the new company's plan or take your money and put it in your own IRA, or take the money out and use it.
Okay.
Which is not something we would recommend because it is retirement money, but those two options could differ in every situation.
Okay. Sometimes people might go, okay, Company A had a really good 401k plan. I like the way it was managed and everything. I don't know how this one is managed with the new one. Is there a way for the consumer, the employee, to check as they're trying to make this decision on what's their best in their financial interest?
Sure. Most 401k plans are relatively the same in that the employer offers you investment options from which then you can choose what fits your personal situation. So most plans offer 15 or 20 different mutual fund options or target date funds for an employee to choose from. So there's not a lot of differentiation from that standpoint. Where you do get differentiation is, how does the company contribute to the plan for you? Is there matching involved? But generally speaking, from a purely from an investment point of view, most of the plans are designed to offer the employee the responsibility to choose their own investments.
Okay, you just brought up something that just came to my mind. You mentioned some companies have a very good matching or a liberal match thing, and we've talked about this before with you and Pete. If you have that, you take advantage of that. I mean, that's free money.
Absolutely.
But say you have a company that goes, well, we got a 401k, but we don't match. Then what does that mean? The employee should look at putting more in to cover the fact that it's not going to be matched? What kind of advice do you have for that situation?
Well, by their nature, the 401k plan has a limited number of investment choices. You are working inside that plan, and there might be 15 or 20
right.
choices. So if the employer is not adding anything to your account, then our recommendation would be you set up an individual retirement account where you have a wide variety of options, and you put your money there where you have more options from an investment standpoint.
Okay, so if you have they say, well, we got a 401k, but they're not offering any match, you're better off saying, thanks, but no thanks. I'll contact folks like Buena Vista Investment Management and set up my IRA.
Sure, that's how we would look at it. And it simply comes down to investment choices. If you have 15 choices versus 3,000 choices as to where you can put your money, I would take the view that the 3,000 choices
yeah.
gives you a better opportunity to succeed.
Okay. And again, folks, the number, if you have any questions about this topic, heck, you could call us today at 424-2600, pound 1320 on a U.S. cellular phone. But remember, you can reach Buena Vista Investment Management by calling 715-422-0700, and they'll be happy to explain this these tricky things. These are kind of difficult situations, too. Paperwork and everything. Is there a lot of transfer of paperwork involved when you're rolling over a 401k?
Yes, there's always.
Okay.
Always.
So what kind of paperwork should employees at here in town that are now find themselves working for a new paper company, what kind of paperwork should they be putting together so they can do this as expeditiously as possible?
And that's a hard question to answer because, once again, every company's paperwork
yeah.
is different.
Right.
So there is no easy answer to the question. But the reality is if you are entering a new 401k plan because your employer terminated the old one or your old employer
right.
before they sold it, then you'll have to just start from scratch. And the company will provide a packet of information that will discuss what needs to be filled out. Obviously, there's the personal information, the investment options, and how much you're going to put away into that 401k plan.
You mentioned about starting your own IRA, and I guess that's something you would recommend if you're not allowed to roll over to go into.
Yeah, absolutely.
To
maintain that money, these are pre-tax dollars.
Okay.
These are dollars that have not been taxed yet. By rolling into an IRA, they stay in that pre-tax environment and are meant to grow and prosper for your retirement, which in many cases a number of years out in the future. So, yeah, we strongly believe that the IRA, whether it be a regular IRA or some people actually have Roth contributions in their 401k plans these days.
We've talked a little bit about that with Pete and you in the past, the difference between a traditional IRA and, say, a Roth.
Right. Roth IRAs are after tax. They'll grow during the life of the IRA and never be taxed again. So they're very good options for younger people.
Okay.
Because theoretically, and obviously the laws can change, but right now that money can grow for 30 years and never be taxed again.
Okay, you mentioned, you just brought up something I didn't think of. The age that you're at in a company will dictate probably what might be your best strategy. What's the best strategy if you're an older worker? And say you maybe have 5-6 more years before you were planning to retire, and now you all of a sudden you got this, and you're going, oh boy.
And once again, it depends on personal situation, but in many cases, if you're 5 or 6 years away from retirement, you're probably in your prime earning years. And if you are in that environment, you might want the tax deduction. So by putting money into a pre-tax account, it reduces your taxation in the current year, and then you are taxed on those monies when you take them out sometime in the future.
Okay. What are some of the mistakes you see people make when they're faced with this kind of a situation?
The biggest mistake is taking money out of a retirement plan and spending it on daily living needs. Obviously, there are some situations where that has to happen, but these monies were put away for retirement. They should be kept in the retirement account for the tax benefit alone and for personal savings purposes for retirement, because we're not of the belief that the governmental benefits that we're seeing today are going to be available to everyone 10, 15, 20 years from now.
Okay. We've got to take one quick break. And then we're going to be talking about something called target funds. And we're also going to talk about that subject you hear a lot of, and you might even see advertisements for, called annuities. And John's going to provide some insights on that. You're listening to Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with John Moffitt today. Back with more right after this.
Buena Vista Investment Management of Wisconsin Rapids understands today's global markets and brings small-town values and creative investment solutions to your financial portfolio. With active financial managers and great customer service, Buena Vista Investment Management is here to see that your financial well-being is here for many years to come. Give them a call today at 422-0700. Buena Vista Investment Management, 241 3rd Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's hockey season.
Finds LeBay, top of the right circle, back to Simonelli. One-time shot, save, they rebound! Sullivan scores! Stops, taps it in, here's a chance, Sullivan scores! His first goal is a manager, Jim Sullivan!
The puck drops here, every game. On the Wisconsin Hockey Radio Network.
The Wharton battle is renewed as the Minnesota Golden Gophers host the Wisconsin Badgers Saturday afternoon starting at 4:30 right here on the 1320 WFHR.
Here's your forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center.
Cloudy skies for this afternoon with our winds out of the east 5 to 10. Temperatures will be steady in the middle 20s. Tonight's skies will be cloudy, southeast winds 5 to 15. Overnight lows falling back into the upper teens. And then on Saturday, we could see some flurries develop. Cloudy skies and our highs in the mid-30s. Saturday night, some flurries, cloudy skies, and lows will be in the middle 20s. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro.
Thank you, Greg. Clouds and 21 here at AM 1320. Welcome back to the Morning Magazine and this month's edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management. Today with John Moffitt. Buena Vista can be reached by calling 715-422-0700. The topic for our discussion this morning with John are options for your 401k when your employer changes. And we have a lot of people going through that right now with the paper industry changes in our area. And so the folks at Buena Vista thought this was a good time to talk about this, and I agree. So let's talk about something called target funds. I know like Fidelity does a lot of marketing saying, oh, well, we'll put you in if you're this age bracket, we'll put you in this fund, and we're going to put you in this fund. And so let's talk, bring people up to speed about so-called target funds.
Yeah, over the last few years, there's been a proliferation of target funds and in the 401k area. And basically what it is a fund that has a date on it that you coincide with your projected retirement date. And so let's just say it's 20 years in the future. So today it would be very aggressive and have common stocks in it and maybe no bonds. And as you move closer to retirement, the account inside the target date fund gets more conservative and has more bonds under the assumption that when you retire, you should own less common stocks than you do when you're young. More conservative approach. So those things have proliferated because it sounds good, it looks good, it's easy to pick a fund that has my retirement date on it, but I would offer the following thoughts, and that is that when your retirement date comes up and you're 65 years old, in whatever year that may be, that doesn't mean your investments have to stop working for you on that date. you have 20 years, hopefully, longer than your retirement date, that your investments need to work for you. So to have a, what I would call, no-brain solution to your investments is not an appropriate way to handle your retirement monies, because everybody has a different risk tolerance, everybody has a different view of the world, and to just say that on retirement date, I'm going to be the most conservative I'm going to be over the last 30 years, to me doesn't make a lot of sense.
And then you have, with Social Security, the changes in the age requirements for that. They're pushing it up towards 70 and the like. And so if you're going to be retiring before you're eligible for Social Security, you're going to need income. You're going to need income of some kind.
Right. So a target date fund is a simplistic approach to your investment portfolio. Because really, when you think about it, over the last 10, 15 years, with the proliferation of 401k plans, people have been given the responsibility to manage their own monies. And not everybody has those skills. Not everybody has the desire to spend the time to learn that. And a target date fund is an easy alternative.
Yeah.
And what's happened with these companies is they have offered more and more target date funds and reduced your other options. So for us, the ability to invest in a wide variety of securities all over the world makes more sense than investing in a fund that is designed for the masses and not specifically for your personal, you know, preferences.
In other words, you're limiting your options.
Right.
And so, and I gather from our, so far from our discussion this morning, the more options, the better.
Yeah, that's our view, is the more options, the better, because it's a big global world, and there are a lot of opportunities around the world. The United States is still the engine that runs the global economy, but in 10 years from now, China is going to be a bigger economy than ours, or have a bigger economy than ours. So you need those options to participate in various places around the world, which is going to give you a better chance to succeed with your retirement dollars.
And that's why you should give the folks at Buena Vista Investment Management a call at 715-422-0700. 422-0700. Okay, and then the other thing people have seen a lot of advertising for, and they tell you, hey, get yourself an annuity. Easy way to get ready, save up for your retirement. No-brainer. You don't have to worry. Go buy an annuity.
Yep.
Your thoughts on that?
Well, every investment has pros and cons, just like a target fund has some pros to it and some cons to it, and so do annuities. The biggest con to an annuity is it should not be in a 401k plan, should not be in a pre-tax retirement account, because by its nature, an annuity is a tax shelter. So if people are getting advice to put an annuity in an IRA for various reasons, it's a tax shelter inside a tax shelter, which is not, in our opinion, a good thing to do. Annuities have their place in an investment portfolio, but it's not in a retirement plan.
Okay. So you would use it maybe as something as you start withdrawing from your IRA. Maybe.
Well, money's an annuity by its nature has an insurance component to it.
It's an insurance product.
It's an insurance product that offers you the ability to generate a guaranteed return at some point in time in the future. And if you die before that date, the insurance kicks in and pays back the funds that you put in. So it's a good product, but it's a product that's meant to be used outside of an IRA, outside of a retirement plan, because by its nature, being an insurance product, there's higher embedded costs inside the annuity product, which once again doesn't make it bad, but it's there. Where in a retirement plan, you already are in a tax shelter, so you don't need the tax shelter component of the annuity inside your IRA.
Okay. Let's say I decide, I want more options. I'm going the more option route, and I'm going to set up my own IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this sum of money, and I'm going, what should And you mentioned out there, there's so many different options. What are some of the questions you ask an investor when they come to you and they go, okay, John, here's this wad of money. I need to get it in to keep it from getting taxed. It's for my retirement. What are some of the questions that you ask when people are wanting to set up their own IRA?
First thing is risk tolerance. Because there is a whole host.
How do you measure that?
And that's not an easy thing to answer, to say, you know, what is your risk tolerance?
Right.
Because that means different things to different people. From my perspective, when we look at a retirement plan, it's how are the other assets within the family's portfolio? Where are you invested in currently? If you're all in CDs outside of your retirement plan, well, you can accept a little bit more risk in the retirement plan. Retirement plans are meant for growth, I believe.
Okay.
And you want that money to grow. And obviously, the younger you are, you can accept more volatility. But we've been through two big bear markets in the last 20 years. And it's really changed the views that people have about the future. And that's the hardest thing to deal with right now from a risk standpoint.
Well, and now you've got, and I'm sure you've seen some of these. Some of them have been taken out as advertisements. But the doomsayer is out there saying, oh, the crash, it's going to be worse than the Great Depression. Pressure. That's coming, folks. Get ready for it. And it seems that, you know, the end of the world scenario.
Yep.
But that's existed since the market started, hasn't it?
Yeah, but you are right. There's a lot of those things, especially in our world today where there's a lot of emails that come out. It's easy to put
And I've seen some of these as emails.
People.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest challenge for us as professional investors, is to try and explain the actual economic realities versus the scare tactics that are out there. And that's where people... where advice can be a good thing at times, and to just be able to look at things from a logical perspective, and one that has a perspective, you know, we're going through a period of time right now where oil has dropped dramatically, and there's a lot of stuff out there that says that oil's going to keep falling forever, but the reality is markets go to excess all the time. So, you know, lower oil prices is a great thing for most people, and we look at it as a opportunity to make investments for the future, because oil is not going to stay down here.
Yeah, you buy, as the old adage, buy low, sell high.
Yep.
And people panic when, oh my God, my oil investments are going through the floor. That's maybe that's when the guys like the Buffetts of the world start buying.
Investments are very counterintuitive. When things are bad, you should be looking to buy. When things are good, you should be looking to sell. But it's a very hard concept for most 401k investors who see their value of their portfolio going down.
Yeah, and that's because of that emotional component and what we talk, your risk tolerance. Yep. If you have a high risk tolerance and you're thinking logically and you go, okay, the world's not ending. This is a cycle. I'm going to, hey, John, go buy me some more oil stocks or what.
Right.
That you'll respond one way, whereas if it's the end of the world, John, what am I going to do?
Yeah, and that's why sometimes, from our perspective, advice is so important, or have somebody to be able to bounce ideas off of, somebody to help you with your investments versus just picking the highest returning mutual fund over the last 5 years, which is what happens in a lot of cases, because, once again, people don't have the expertise to get inside the mutual funds or get inside the target fund and look what is there and make a determination of how to build a portfolio.
Yeah. And to get that advice, the professional advice you need for your family's financial and financial future, you need to call the folks at Buena Vista Investment Management. Their phone number is 715-422-0700. 422-0700. And today we've been talking about options for your 401k when your employer changes. Some final thoughts, John, before I let you go. We've got about a minute. Any other tidbits of wisdom you can give folks who are facing this today?
Well, as far as we're concerned, we think the future is very bright. There is a lot of very positive things happening in the global economy and happening in the U.S. economy. And a lot of the doom and gloom that we hear every day, because we're bombarded with all the bad news, takes away from some of the really good things that are happening. The deficit's falling, manufacturing is rebounding, the global economy is growing. The last couple of days, they lowered the global growth percentages, but it's 3.7 to 3.4. So it's still growing 3.5%, which we think is going to benefit your investments.